It's the announcement the Alaskan salmon industry has long feared. The FDA this morning approved an application for genetically engineered salmon, declaring the product as safe to eat as natural salmon. Critics, including Alaska's congressional delegation, are considering their next steps. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
It's primarily an Atlantic salmon, but it has genes from a Chinook and a bottom dweller to make it grow extra fast on less food. It's called Aqua Advantage, and it's the first genetically altered animal approved for human consumption in the United States. Alaska's industry and congressional delegation call it Frankenfish. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's livid the FDA calls it food.
Well, it's not going to be served at my dinner table, ever. And boy, oh boy, I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that restaurants don't serve it, that stores don't have it sold in their store.
Murkowski, Senator Dan Sullivan, and Congressman Don Young say they will try to pass a bill requiring a label on Aqua Advantage, identifying it as genetically engineered. Farm state lawmakers, though, have fiercely opposed any such labeling requirement, fearing the next step would be mandatory labeling of genetically engineered crops. The FDA has issued guidance for optional labeling of the new fish. Murkowski scoffs.
You think that the Aqua Advantage people are going to volunteer to put a label on that says this is fake, this is genetically engineered, this is a Frankenfish? No, they're not going to do it.
The company, Massachusetts-based Aqua Bounty Technologies, declined an interview request. It plans to produce the altered eggs on Prince Edward Island, Canada, and raise them in Panama in covered land-based tanks. The FDA has so far restricted them to those locations. But in a written statement reacting to the news, the company made it clear it hopes the fish will be produced in the U.S., too. Aqua Bounty says America now imports most of its Atlantic salmon, and it expects its product will boost the viability of domestic fish farming. The company insists its fish will never see ocean and, in any case, are incapable of reproduction. Opponents in Alaska, though, say the fish could escape and damage wild stocks. The critics have an ally in national environmental groups.
We will continue both educating consumers as well as restaurants and grocery retailers.
That's Dana Pearls, food and technology campaigner for Friends of the Earth, a group that has worked for years to get consumers and businesses to reject Aqua Advantage.
Already there's more than 60 grocery store chains, including Safeway and Kroger, Trader Joe's, Target's, Whole Foods, that have already said that they will not sell the GMO salmon regardless of the FDA approval.
She says Friends of the Earth will call on the Obama administration to rescind the decision and also challenge the process the FDA used. In an email, Aqua Bounty said it's too early to discuss how its fish will appear on the market. Since farm salmon grabbed a substantial market share in the 1990s, Alaska has spent millions to pitch its salmon as wild and healthy. Alexa Tonkovich, executive director of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, says ASME can draw on that experience to meet the challenge of engineered fish, too.
You know, ASME will just continue to promote wild, natural, and sustainable seafood and continue to try to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace.
One thing ASME won't do, she says, is bash the new fish. Tonkovich says their policy is not to speak ill of the competition. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.